Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura, along with Matt Wilhelm. Hope everybody had a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And now it's time for the Browns to return to the field. Monday Night Football, First Energy Stadium, 2-8 Browns, 3-7 Ravens. And the last time it was the Browns and the Ravens, the Browns won 33-30 in overtime. Also the last time the Browns won a football game. So they're going to look to right the ship against the Ravens. What do they have to do coming off this bye week to get things going?
I think after the bye week, you always want to get out early. Get out fast on this team. And, of course, we know they're going to be without Justin Forsett. They're going to be without Joe Flacco. So they're going to be limited with their weapons. And a lot of the things they took advantage of in that first game that made it as close as it was, as we did go to overtime. So I want to see Josh McCown, who's, of course, been named the starter, to come out with his weapons. I expect big games from Travis Benjamin, big games from Gary Barnage, because when McCown was the starter, he had the best rapport with these guys. And I'd also like to think that we need to run the football. A lot of what you do during a bye week is you evaluate yourself and see what you do well and what you don't do well, and you hope to improve on those. So be more balanced offensively is something that I think is going to be the focus.
Well, yes, last time it was the Browns and the Ravens. Josh McCown, a franchise record 457 yards passing. Gary Barnage, you referenced, career high 8 catches, 138 yards, and the touchdown that he caught with his feet. So, yes, you want to see them be able to run the football. The Browns do not have a 75-yard rusher yet on the year. They've also got to be able to stop the run. And this time it won't be Justin Forsett, who pulverized the Browns in the first meeting. It will be Buck Allen. Now, he had 8 carries for 58 yards himself in that one. But this team comes to town a whole different set of skill position players. No Joe Flacco, no Forsett, no Steve Smith. And while they didn't have Rashad Perriman the first time around, they still don't have that rookie they drafted in the first round. So, basically, it's the second team of the Ravens, quarterbacked by Matt Schaub.
It is, and I don't expect it to look a lot different. They're just not going to feature some of those star players, as you mentioned, Justin Forsett or Steve Smith, and force the football to them. So they're going to be a little bit more balanced. But the core competency of who the Ravens are offensively is going to be a lot of what we're going to see. And I think us being a division opponent and us knowing them very well, us getting a win over them, we should expect Jim O'Neill and this defense to have some small tweaks as they evaluated themselves over the course of the bye week as well, and come out, be aggressive, set the tone for this football game. You're going to be at home. It's going to be a national stage Monday Night Football.
And when you have two teams that are struggling like the Browns and the Ravens are, I think the team that plays the cleanest game and executes the best will ultimately win. The Ravens, by the way, 1-5 this year when they are on the wrong side of the penalty battle, and that's something that the Browns hopefully have cleaned up over their bye week. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for tuning in to the game preview here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.